We might get a far more candid view from NUMSA. Their spokesperson, Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, is standing by to chat to me. As I mentioned earlier on, NUMSA has taken a far firmer stance than other trade unions in saying, we're not ready to stand around here talking about how, you know, we're beyond blaming anybody, and the workers really, really do need to be paid attention to. Look at this, more WhatsApps coming through. The SAA spokesperson, it wasn't the spokesperson, it was the chief commercial officer, by the way, Jane. She's saying that they're spinning the story. He's talking about how many airplanes are cancelled, not flights, and flights are what matter to customers. And then to say they apologise for the inconvenience as though it's some small matter when it isn't. What about connections to international flights? All right, those are some considerations, as well as the people who actually work there. Phakamile Hlubi-Majola, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. I guess you might have heard our conversation just now with Philip Saunders, and certainly some of the opinions of our listeners who think he was just spinning. What are your thoughts?
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to hear the interview with Philip Saunders. Okay. But what we can say from the perspective of Labour is that for us, we're not willing to accept the explanations given by DPE and Treasury with respect to the lack of bailout for SAA.
What are those explanations?
The explanation is, as based on what we understand it from what the business rescue practitioner told us on Wednesday last week, is that whilst money has been made available for 2 billion rand for this to fund the business rescue, government was unable, through the mechanisms which are in existence, unable to actually allocate that money in time. And at the heart of the problem, why the lenders will not give this money on the basis of the guarantee that government has given, is quite frankly because government has not actually demonstrated a commitment to a sustainable turnaround strategy for SAA. All the right. Lenders do not feel convinced that government is committed. That's actually the bottom line here. And this is exactly the situation that brought SAA to the point where it was placed under business rescue, because government refused to back the turnaround strategy which had been devised. So ultimately for us, we are deeply disappointed once again that this is what we have to deal with, that workers' livelihoods are being put on the line again because of a complete failure when it comes to managing our state-owned entities.
Phakamile, it's been quoted from the Minister of Public Enterprises in the past, and that was last December, I recall, it was a headline, where he said, SAA is not too big to fail. Is this what you feel is his sentiment when he seems holding back this 2 billion rand money that is required?
Well, we've definitely asked that question in our statement, because on the basis that prior to all of this, both Pravin Gordhan, the Minister of Public Enterprises, and the Finance Minister went on multiple platforms calling for South African Airways to be privatized. Now, whilst we as Labour fully understand why taxpayers are frustrated with SAA, they're frustrated with the consistent bailouts, it is frankly reckless for ministers of government to go around recklessly speaking about the sale of a state-owned entity which they should have a vested interest in saving. And when you look at the history of how this SOE has been managed, you can see that they don't have those interests at heart.
Phakamile, you've had engagements, as you mentioned, with the business rescue practitioner. Do you have line of sight to where he feels there are areas, or at least to the turnaround plan? And if you do, are you satisfied with it?
Well, he made it very clear that government's wishy-washy position in relation to whether it would back a rescue of South African Airways is putting the business rescue process in jeopardy. He was very clear about that. He made it very clear that the fact that he said to us on Wednesday that if we do not receive the money by the 18th, South African Airways faces liquidation.
I was about to say that was a while ago.
No, precisely. So there was no, he was not pulling any punches.
He was unequivocal.
And absolutely. And he painted a very clear picture of the scenario that we are dealing with. This is why suddenly they've cancelled so many flights. is because of the funding crisis. And they can try and spin it however they want. They sent letters to staff yesterday saying that it's just a schedule change and people mustn't be concerned. People should be concerned. What we are witnessing right now is the death of an airline because of rampant looting, mismanagement, and corruption by senior executives.
That's interesting.
10,000 workers stand to lose their livelihoods because of decisions that they had nothing to do with.
All right, 10,000 indirectly, though. All right, it's a much smaller contingent.
This is direct employment. We're talking direct employment. Pagamile, along the value chain, it could be much more.
All right. So, just out of interest, you point to corruption as the issue here. Philip, I asked him what the percentage he thought was more commercial or operational versus corruption, which it may be past, but has a huge impact on where we are today. Do you feel corruption is a far bigger issue that needs to be stamped out than official operational efficiencies?
Oh, absolutely. Corruption is the thing that's destroying SAA. SAA spends 25 billion rand per annum on procurement. Mm. And that is actually its biggest cost driver, not the cost of labor, which is, you know, what has been peddled in the media by this government. And there have been at least 9 forensic reports that have gone into great detail to explain how and question why this procurement spend is what it is. And it's identified 2 things, one being just basic lack of management. I mean, the Ernst & Young report, for example, speaks about the fact that SAA could save millions in revenue if it simply negotiated long-term contracts instead of evergreen month-to-month contracts with big multinational corporations. Those are the things that are killing SAA. But since 2015, when that report landed on Pravin Gordhan's desk, when he was finance minister and SAA was under Treasury, no one has taken any action to implement the changes which were recommended in that and other subsequent reports. And this is why we talk about a massive failure of leadership at the highest level, going all the way down to the exco of SAA, because they've known at least since 2015 what needs to be done. They've known what interventions they needed to make. As Labour, we've been very vocal. We've done everything to expose all of these areas where intervention needed to take place. They ignored us. Now SAA has collapsed, and they've got the nerve to turn around again and force workers to take the blame and to suffer the consequences of their failure in leadership and the fact that all they're interested in is lining their own pockets and protecting their interests as this political governing party.
Pagamile, a single legal question for you to be my last question. Please answer just yes or no. Is this constitutionally at odds with the law, the fact that SAA is supposed to be government guaranteed and the government is not fulfilling its guarantee?
Look, that's not something that I can answer in law. Okay. What I can tell you is we are certainly pursuing our legal options on this. If we have clearer answers in terms of what we can do, we will certainly communicate. All we can do as Labour is to fight for business rescue, because at the end of the day, in an economy like ours where jobs are not being created, where unemployment is so staggeringly high, it would simply be reckless for us not to fight for SAA to be saved so that it can be turned around and no longer a burden on the taxpayer.
All right. Pagamile Hlubi-Majola, National Spokesperson for NUMSA, thank you for joining us this morning to discuss this very important issue.